سورة قريش. repeat after me. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لإيلاف قريش. إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف. فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت. الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. So in this surah, what I would like to say that in ayah 1, you have li'ilafi. There's a hamza in the middle right after li. So it's not li'ilafi, it's li'ilafi. Push on the hamza. And quraish, the ra is heavy. Yeah, this is lean, ra'i, mad lean. We are going to stretch it for 4 counts. And then the sheen has to be soft, because when I say ra'i, ra, that is tongue is going up the tip, roi, and then for the sheen you need to lower it, uraish, make the sheen soft. Ilafihim, it's not ilafi, e, so don't forget to stretch it 2 counts. Ilafihim. End of the ayah, we have waswaif. Again, sod is heavy, fa is soft. Wasayif. Okay, beginning of ayah 3. Fal ya'budu. When ayin has a sukun, hold it. Ya' fal ya'budu. And then push on ba. And the word al bayt. You are going to stretch on the ya and give hems on letter ta. At'amahum. The ta is qalqala. Make sure that you say ato, ato. And then ayin sound, ato'amahum. The ikhfa on minju. So what happens is min, you need to flatten the tongue. And then ju'ayu, hold it for 2 counts. Minju'ayu wa'amanahum min. This min is izhar, so don't stretch on this one. Min khawf, and khawaw, khaw, khaw, not khaw, not o sound, but more of a u sound. Khawf, min khawf. Suratul Ma'un. Please recite after me. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين الذين هم يراءون. ويمنعون الماعون. So in this surah we have أرأيته. A and رأيته. So in this surah, look at the word يكذب. There's a shadda. So we learned that when there is a shadda, you want to emphasize the sign. يكذب. Same with بالدين. Same with بالدين. So you want to stress on the دال كسرة. فذلك الذي. Same here, we are pushing on the lam. So don't say فذلك الذي. So don't say فذلك الذي. By pushing the ذال, try to push on the lam. In the next word, something important is going on. يَدُعَ. See, you have a دال with a ضمّة for rounded lips. Then you have عين with a شدّة. So first you need to get out of the Dhamma on the Dal and go to Ayn with the straight lips. Yadua. Not Yadu. Yadua. Then round the Ayn Dhamma. Ul. And then flatten it for Lam. Yadua ul. Yadua ul yatim. Then push on the Ya. Yatim. In ayah 4, the word lil musallin. This is letter sad. Don't say musa. Say, it's not musallin, musa. Raise the back of the tongue. Musallin. Also, an salatihim. The noon is ikhfa. And then we have the heavy letter sad. So when you do an, raise the back of the tongue. An salat. And then for sod, do not round the lips. Just raise the back and hold it. An salatihim. Then push on ta. In ayah number 6, the word hum. Just as a habit, make sure that you do the dhamma with rounded lips and flatten it for meem. Hum. Hum. Yuraun. And when you come from the oo sound to the noon sound with the sukoon, again make your lips flat. Okay, let us move on to the next surah. Suratul Kawthar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر. فصل لربك وانحر. إن شانئك هو الأبتر. So we are learning how to make the ra heavy in the ending sound. Al-kawthar. Move the tip of the tongue away from the gum line. Fasalli. Not fasalli. Sad. Heavy. Fasalli. Wanhar. The noon is izhar and then the ra heavy. And when you have the ha fatha, don't stretch it. Not har. It's har, short, when har. In ayah 3, inna shani'aka, make the hamza clear. It's not shani'aka, correct sound, shani'aka. Always push on ha when you have the word huwa. Huwa al-abe, qalqala, soft, abe, then ta soft, ra heavy, abe tar. سورة الكافرون. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين قل ضم to لام flatten the lips أيها the word يا أيها push on the يا with the شدة make the راء heavy الكافرون and the نون soft The word أعبدو hold the عين أعبدو and then push back. In آية 3 the word أنتم the غنة should be soft keep the tip of the tongue low and then go to تم أنتم آية 4 ending عبدتم ignore the دال go to ت عبدتم In ayah 6, lakum, push lam, and dinukum, push the noon, waliya, push lam, waliya din. Suratun Nasr, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا In the surah, in ayah 1, نصر الله. The sword should be heavy. نصر. And then رالله Ra and Lam are all heavy. والفتح So ta needs a hems and ha has to be husky. والفتح In ayah 2, the ending word أفواجا Keep the jim two counts. The word wastaghfir. So you have to give time to seen sukun was and then tal. Raise the back of the tongue, hold it, tal. Then fi, not fe, it's fi, fir. And then the ha with the sukun, fir. Wastaghfir. The last word in ayah 3. تواب واو has a shadda تواب so I'm emphasizing the واو تواب two counts سورة المسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب. ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب. سيصلى نارا ذات لهب. وامرأته حمالة الحطب. في جيدها حبل من مسد. In this surah, let us look at the word watab. So when you stop on ba and it has a shadda, then you will do the qalqala, but this qalqala will be the heaviest. Watab. So I'm pressing the lips and then opening it. Watab. This is heavier than in the end of ayah 2 where you have kasab. So that is very quick opening of the lips, kasab. And because it's a three letter, you always remember you are going to push kaf, not kasab. That would be wrong because then I'm pushing seen. I need to push on kaf, kasab. Same thing with lahab. The important thing in ayah 3 is sayas, yeah, soft, sawd heavy. Sayas, le, make the lamb soft. Then naran, this is ikhfa. Ra being heavy letter, you start with ra. But then dhal comes, which is soft. So you make the gunna soft by putting the tongue down near the makhraj of dhal. Naran. Please repeat. Keep the tip of the tongue under your upper teeth. Okay? Naran dhata. Repeat. نار ذات. In ayah 4, وامرأته. You will push on letter ta. وامرأته. حمالة الحطب. Ha soft, ta heavy, and then ba qalqala. حطب. في جيدها. Push on dal. حبل من مسد. And push on the ميم شدة in مسد. And then make the دال قلقلة soft. مسد. سورة الإخلاص. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد. الله الصمد. لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. So here we have قُلْ هُوَ, pushing the هُوَ. هُوَ اللَّهُ, make the lamb heavy. أحد, دال soft. أحد. اللَّهُ الصَّمَد, make the صاد heavy. صَمَ. اللَّهُ الصَّمَد. Lot of people will say سَمَد. This is not seen. اللَّهُ الصَّمَد. Then lam yalid, pushing on ya. Lam yalid. Wa lam yulad. Qalqala on dal. Wa lam yakul lahu, pushing on the shadda on the lam. يكن له كفوا أحد. سورة الفلق، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق، من شر ما خلق، ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب، ومن شر النفاثات في العقد، ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. So we do an exercise of Qalqala in the surah as well. الفلق، make the قاف heavy. الفلق، من شر، the نون is soft، إخفاء، and then hold it for شين، من ش، so lower the tongue، من شر، ما خلق، خ heavy، لام soft، قاف heavy، خلق، again repeat، خلق. غاسقين، give the كسرة the E sound and the قاف sound. غاسقين إذا، always push on the همزة in this two letter word إذا. The wrong thing would be to say إذا. Do you hear the difference? إذا. What I'm pushing on ذال إذا. The correct way would be إذا. I'm pushing on همزة إذا. وقب، وا soft، قاف heavy، با قلقلة، وقب. The timing in the word شر النفاثات. So you have to make sure that the timing here is correct by making the نون شدة 2 counts, the فا 2 counts, the ثا 2 counts. Repeat after me. شر النفاثات في الأقد. So قاف was heavy and دال is soft. أقد، not أقد، أقد، قد. في الأقد. Last آية، ومن شر، remember to keep the نون soft. حاسد إظهار، إذا push on E، إذا حسد push on ح. سورة الناس، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس. The thing to remember here is to always hold on the noon shadda and then to stretch it in the word annas. قل أعوذ برب الناس. آية 4 الخناس. The problem in آية 5 is that صدوري, because صاد ضم الصو is heavy, we tend to make the دال also heavy. But the دال needs to be soft. See, if I say د دي دو, then you can practice how soft دو is. Then you can say صدو صدوري. So just focus to make sure that the دال does not become heavy. Also in آية 5, US وسو. So I'm going to push on the vowel with the كسرة. US وسو. Don't stretch it. The common mistake is US وسو. No, this is US وسو. في صدور الناس. صاد heavy, دال soft. صدورين, hold, ناس, and hold the ألف also. في صدورين ناس. من الجنة. So I'm pushing on the نون شدة. من الجنة. والناس. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم, وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك, أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت, أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Alhamdulillah, we have been able to come to the end of our Tajweed lessons for this course. I ask for your forgiveness for any mistakes that I may have made, and I would like your dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the acceptance of my deeds and your deeds, and bless all the sisters who have joined in this effort in our journey to complete the Quran and to keep us moving. This is not the end, this is just the beginning, because there is never an end to learning the Quran or to improve your tajweed, and you can go from level to level to level. So I aspire to keep moving, and I want to give you the inspiration that you should also keep moving and work with whoever you find is the good and qualified teacher in your area that sometimes you might be able to read on a one-on-one. And I'm always open to you for any questions that you might have or any reading that you might want to do. Please feel free to contact me for one-on-one lessons if you need the help. And as I have been emphasizing to the sisters in the other English Tajweed class, is that we all need to go back to our basics. The basics is to go back to the Qaida and learn the techniques, which is what I have been doing in the recent years, is working with a Sheikha to make sure that my understanding is improved of how to emphasize sounds. Just like any other language that you speak, there are many ways of emphasizing sounds, and that is a different understanding of Tajweed, because without knowing that, we will say it, but we will not really be 100% correct in the way that we say the word. So this is a matter of learning, and alhamdulillah, I'm on the path to learn it as much as possible, that Allah opens the doors for me, and I encourage you to do the same thing. Have the intention, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of you. I would like to make the dua for the Khatmi al-Quran, which you will find at the end of the Uthmani Mushaf. So inshallah, please listen and learn it, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from you and me.